Welcome to the Positive Education Podcast with Ash Manuel. As we know, the number one hot topic in the world is mental well-being. Ash has worked with close to 1,000 organisations impacting more than 250,000 people, including schools, sports teams and businesses across 45 countries. Today, Ash is regarded as a global thought leader in positive education. In this podcast, you'll hear stories, information and actionable ideas from positive education and well-being experts. The purpose of the podcast is so that you take away ideas that you can execute in your classroom, across your school, at your sports club and in your organisation, plus tips and tricks that you can apply in your own life.
Hi everyone, I'm Ash Manuel and today I'm talking with Damien Tofan. Tof, as he's more commonly known, is the coach of Adelaide Uni Football Club's F grade, known affectionately as the Scum. Welcome, Tof. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ash. How are you?
Very good, mate. Now, that's just a very quick intro about yourself. Maybe if you can, just fill us in a bit more about yourself and what you maybe do in your personal life. And then we'll get right into it.
Yeah, sure. I as you mentioned, I'm coaching one of the Adelaide Uni footy teams. We are the Scum, and some would argue we're the lowest ranked or lowest talented football team in the world, being in arguably F or G grade. So our focus isn't generally on the obviously talent, it's more around participation and inclusion, and if we win a game along the way, that's a bonus. So I come out to the Blacks or Uni as a 17 year old, finished school, come out to Adelaide Uni and didn't really know too many people. I was doing a computer science degree, which isn't known for socializing or anything extracurricular around it. So I had a mate with me and he said, why don't we just try footy? I was never really played footy. I was never a good player, but I was a young and fit guy that just wanted to, basically get into the social side of uni. So I come out to the Blacks and they welcomed me with open arms as a 17 year old. And here we are almost 20 years later now, I suppose 2001 is when I went out, maybe even more. Yeah. So it's funny how the tables have turned. And if you ask me, or you ask any of my mates ever, if I could coach a footy team, I don't think you would have got one yes out of anybody. But it's that's funny how the world spins around for you. So I'm looking after the F or G grade called the Scum, and it's been great fun playing with some of the kids of the guys that I played with back when I was 17. So next generation, I'm coaching and playing with their kids. So it's been pretty cool in that respect. And
fantastic, mate. That's brilliant. Now, the reason why I wanted to get you on now, it came, we actually first met about October or November last year in 2021, where we got a mutual friend, Joe Hill, who actually plays in your team, Adelaide Uni in the Scum. And I heard him talking about you before in previous occasions, and he spoke very highly of you. And always talked about the funny speeches that you give at before the game or halftime, bit of a rev up every now and then. But it wasn't until we were sitting around a barrel in the east end of Adelaide having a quiet beer celebrating his birthday that I understood that, or actually I learned that you were the coach, because he talked about you before, but then I didn't realise that you're actually the coach until about halfway through the night. And then I realised that when you were talking about the reason why you coach is bring people together, because you just mentioned before that if you ask any of your mates about if you ever be a football coach, probably would have laughed at you. But that's not probably the main reason why you do coach. From what I understand, your focus is really bringing people together. And as we know, that a real way that we can improve people's mental well-being is including people, making them feel like they belong, connecting people. So can you tell us a bit more about why you do that, and why do you think it's important for, particularly, I guess, because you're a coach of men's team, but it's relevant for women as well. But why do you think it's important to bring people together, and what drives you to do that?
I guess all about for me is bringing back and trying to repay some of the favours that people did to me as a 17 and 18 year old when I came out to a footy club. I was a little bit lost. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my job. I just went to uni because that's kind of what people did. I didn't really know where I fit in. I was playing baseball quite competitively, and I struggled a little bit with performance. If I had a bad game, I would be grumpy for a week, and I couldn't separate the disappointment of having bad sporting results. It just followed me in my personal life. And then I came out to the Blacks, and it was along the lines of you could miss the winning goal in the grand final from 3 meters out, and no one gives a shit. You know, we go and hang out later, and it's all forgotten and forgiven. It was just such a change in mindset around sport can actually be, you know, fun. It's not all about winning and losing. And that was just such an eye-opener to me as someone that was, you know, training 3-4 times a week in my chosen sport. But to actually just go out and play a sport for the love of it and for the fun and the mateship around it was such a drastic change for me. So all those kind of things that helped me as a 17-year-old, I'm now trying to instill with the next generation of kids. I think around what you talked around, why do I do it and why do I think it's important to bring people together? I think it's rewarding for me to see a kid that's come into our footy club from a country or from a different country, or, you know, that they're a little bit lost or don't have many friendships within the footy club, to then see them hook up with another group of guys that they would never have met in the normal circumstances, and watch them grow, watch them become more confident, give them a sense of meaning, you know, apart from their job or from their family or from their, you know, the pressures or stresses in their life, to watch them, you know, find something else that gives them some sort of meaning and some sort of belonging is really rewarding.
And that absolutely.
And the focus on that isn't the results. The results, neither here nor there to me. But, you know, seeing those guys playing a really low level of footy, it's, you know, people don't have to train if they don't want to. People don't have to go back to presentations if they don't want to. But when we build a really strong culture and be inclusive and giving these people giving these young guys a sense of worth, that all just falls into place. They want to come out to training. They want to go to presentation. They want to go and do all of these things because they feel like they're part of something. And that's what we're all about in the Scum and at the Blacks, really. It's not the results. It's just setting some good examples for young people and helping them find their path in life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned young people, but I know that you've got, I can say it, but older people playing your team. So you've got probably guys in their 40s playing as well. And I know there's in South Australia, the leader of the opposition, Pilar Malinauskas, Mally, plays for you guys as well. So it's just not young people that play. It's bringing people together from all walks of life, isn't it? And someone like that who holds a really high position within the government in South Australia, from what I understand, you can elaborate this on more, someone like that, he comes out as a bit of a release, a bit of a time where he can be himself, plays a game that he loves, and that's probably his outlet for a mental improve his mental well-being. Is that fair to say from someone like Mally's point of view?
Yeah, it goes to show whether you're we've all got stresses and we've all got things in our life that we need to need some sort of outlet away from, whether it be family, whether it be the pressures of your job, whether it be health, whether it be financial. There's one place that young men and men in their middle ages can go, and that's to a footy club where no one gives a toss what Mally's job is, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a gardener, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a PhD professor. No one cares about that. When we come to the footy club, we talk around footy and, having a good time. It's not around – it's a good opportunity for guys to separate, you know, the stresses in their life with enjoyment.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I know Mally personally gets a lot out of this footy. He's got a very obviously stressful job, but it's no different to anybody else, and he gets no – different or special treatment to anybody else. But what's great having about the more experienced guys in the squad is it gives, I think, they're really good role models for young people, and they go to show that Mally's just a normal guy, or the lawyer or the professor in our team, they're just normal guys on the footy field. But I think it's hard for a young person to see where they're going in life until you can see a role model there, or like, if Peter sat down with one of those kids and said, hey, you could be anything you want, you know, it means a lot to those people. I never, my upbringing and my demographic, I wasn't really surrounded by professional and successful people. But to come out to a footy club where there is so much mentors available and professional people around it, it was really really helps kids get on the right path and see anything is possible. And when these people are in successful in their careers, it doesn't actually matter when you're part of a footy team, everyone's treated the same.
Absolutely. And those conversations that you talk about, they're things that don't obviously happen during a game, but they're the ones that happen at training or in the club rooms after the game. So it just, just sport brings people together in such a profound way, and it can have so many different benefits. And I know that in your team, you don't necessarily have to be a player as well. Like, I know that from what I understand is that you've got guys who come out and volunteer who don't play, but they just want to be a part of something. Is that something that happens as well?
I think that that's a great point. In the lower grades of footy, we don't get umpires, we don't get field umpires, boundary umpires, goal umpires, runners, team managers. These things don't look after themselves. But we're really strong on it. It doesn't matter whether you play or not, whether you're injured, whether you're the goal umpire, whether you're helping out with whatever. They're just as important to the team as anybody else. And we're really strong on being inclusive in that regard.
Yeah.
And you know, it's really important. I know a lot of other clubs and teams and sports will struggle to fill those volunteer roles, you know. But we have people asking, can we boundary umpire this week? Or can we, can I do the goal umpiring or whatever it might be? Because they're just as much part of the team as anybody else. And we don't, whilst we encourage everyone to play that can, obviously there are circumstances in which we can't, but having a good culture around that kind of thing makes filling these volunteer roles really, really easy. And it's the way that, you know, we look after them and include them is just as much as the guy that kicked 10 goals and got best on ground. Or they're just as in fact, we celebrate probably the volunteers or the 18th best player on the side more so than the first best player on the side. And I think that that really helps with a lot of guys that have played maybe higher footy or higher level of sport to take away that pressure. I think they appreciate that. They're not out there for accolades.
They're
just to be part of something. And,
No, absolutely, mate. That's brilliant. So I know that you, is it fair to say you don't really have, now you correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't really have too much of a game plan or too many tactics going to the game. It's more about, as I said, the focus is totally on having fun, getting out there. So is that something that you do? You don't really focus on the game plan too much. Just let guys go and have some fun. Is that one thing you also do?
Yeah, look, I barely even know the rules of Aussie rules, to be honest. I would consider myself more a organizer of men or a person that can bring 40 people together more so than the actual footy. If you ever read one of my match reports or hear me pre-game, I barely even mention the footy. It's generally around what are we doing after, or this guy's had a tough week, look after it, whatever it might be. So, if we were going to be like every other footy team, we're going to struggle to compete with them. We need to find what we're unique with, which is having a really good, fun team, not focused on ultimate results. And I think that when people are relaxed, they actually perform better. And I've got, I've got those guys that have played SANFL footy before or played 200 A-grade games. They can lead that. Well, we've got a captain as well. They can lead the football side of things. But for me, it's more around, culture building and building that squad, getting the right people together, getting two friendship or three friendship groups to become mates outside of footy. And then these things all fall into play.
Absolutely. And I said before, I've got some mates who do play in your team. And Rodney Love is one of them who played at South Adelaide in the South Australian National Football League. And I know speaking to him, he absolutely loves it. And Rodney's, 38 or 9 now, and he absolutely loves coming out, playing with the young guys. And he always talks about your speeches as well, how they really don't focus on footy, but that's a good thing. So he can go out there and just have fun, knowing that everyone's just out there having fun. Obviously, when you're out there, you have a go and try, but it's more that he loves the social side of it as well. And loves meeting new people. When he speaks about the whole setup that you've got to the highest regard. And mate, obviously, when something like this that you've set up doesn't just happen, so for a club, for example, who particularly the, I know that we've got so many different levels of sport. So you've got the elite level, and you've got the AFL, then you've got the, for example, in South Australia, then you've got the next levels down, and then the country football, which is taken seriously, and then you've got the amateurs, which Adelaide Uni play in, and then you've got all these different divisions within amateurs. So there's different levels. But if you're particularly through sport, you don't, as I said, you don't have to be the best player, but it brings people together. So what advice would you have for a club or a team who really wants to bring people together? Maybe some steps about how to go, or what you did to go about it. And yeah, just any advice around that angle would be great.
Just to talk myself down a little bit, the Scum has been as a team probably around for 20 or 30 years.
Yep.
Maybe 30 probably, because obviously I started there. So I just see myself as the caretaker till the next person comes across and looks after it. So a lot of what I'm doing is just following in the footsteps of the guys that looked after me as a 17-year-old, and that they set the Scum up, and I've just proceeded to be the carrier of it.
Yeah, sure.
But what some of our values are is we absolutely focus on inclusiveness, and it's easy for us to do it, as you mentioned, about the different levels, right? So seeing we are literally the worst, or possibly the worst football league in the world, we have a few liberties here, and I don't suggest that an aspiring AFL coach would take the same policies in. Yes. But we have to keep it real, right? And a lot of the time, don't mistake us being a low quality or lowly skilled footy team with not caring or it not meaning as much as it does to some high aspiring AFL players, because it's not the case. Mm. There are a number of guys that this means just as much to them as an A-grader playing country footy in a grand final for us playing in our Scum grand final. It means the world to a lot of the guys, and it's something we have success on the field. They're going to carry that with their friends for the rest of their life as well. So I think we might not be as good, but it does still mean something. And with that culture around friendship groups and a feeling of belonging, I think that we still do need to, we still do try and win it at all costs. I'm sure there's more we could do to, not at all costs. So let me put that back into perspective. So we have a strong philosophy of, if you've got a mate that comes out, if you've got a mate that's not really doing much or struggling, bring him out to training, get him out. He'll be more than welcome to play. We have a really strong rotation policy, and that means that everyone plays. Everyone has to miss out if we've got too many players. There's no special favours for the best player or the worst player. They play the same amount of games every year. It might cost us a win here or there or two or three, but what we get out of being an inclusive type pays off in the long run. Mm. I'd really encourage inclusiveness, getting new people out, because even this is probably important for elite level as well, is that that guy that might not be able to kick a drop punt 3 meters or be able to run 50 meters and might be terrible at footy, he might then have a cousin or a brother or a best mate who's a legitimate A-grade superstar. Mm. So you just don't know in that. You don't know who knows. So Adelaide's a small place, but I think if you look after, and that's happened a lot for us, we have a lot of Scum players. Their brothers are playing A-grade or their mates are playing A-grade, but they're not quite as talented. But they're inclusive in the Scum is what's contributed to some A-grade success.
Absolutely.
And conversely, people develop at different levels. So a 17-year-old kid might start out in the Scum. But if we encourage them and nurture them to keep coming out, as they progress to a preseason next year, they get a bit bigger, more confident. It's pleasing to see those guys push for the A grade. And there's a number of people that are playing Div 1 footy now in the amateurs in Adelaide that started out in the Scum.
Yep.
So, I think inclusiveness, young kids or the next generation of kids coming through now are a little bit different in some respects, in that positive feedback and reinforcement is, I think, really important nowadays.
Yep.
It's easy to step away and not come out, and any little thing around, I didn't get to play this week, or, no one made the effort to talk to me at training and stuff. It's easy. Try not to give any of the young kids an excuse to not come back. Mm-hmm. Make it so much fun and make them so included that they want to be coming out.
I think you nailed it there with positive reinforcement. Like, yes, the younger generation coming through are a lot different. Whereas when we were younger, and I know that you played a high level of baseball, Tophan, myself, with my goal was to play AFL football. I didn't quite make it, but playing in the SANFL level, you used to sometimes get a big spray. There you go, a spray from a coach or somebody. And some people would respond to it really well. But it was more common back then. But if you spray a young person today, I'm not saying everyone, but generally they won't accept it. It will put them off, and it will be on their mind, and they'll go into their shell, and it can have a really negative impact on particularly their mental well-being. Had a thought then. So going back a step, you mentioned before about when you give a team talk, it's not necessarily about football. It might be saying, okay, this guy's had a hard week this week, let's get around him, and making people feel better that way. What other things do you do to make people feel a part of it? Now, I know that you'll be able to elaborate more on this. So if people do go back to the club for presentations, do you do it slightly differently than maybe the traditional way where the coach gets out the front, give a bit of a spiel about the game, awards best players? Do you do that slightly differently, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever been to a Adelaide Uni Footy Club presentation, but it's very loosely based around the game at best. We generally, you would write a report, or the coach would come up and summarise the game. 99% of the time, you're not allowed to mention the game. You have to talk around what happened Friday night, what happened on the way to the game, what happened after the game, who dressed stupidly, who generally it's our football club presentations are a comedy act or a stage show.
Yeah, actually, Tope, so sorry to cut you off there. Can you just go back a step? So is it true that you have dress up theme days to games? Each game is a different theme that you have to dress up in?
Yeah, we try and make it fun. So each week, and this is where our creative minds come into force, and we try and, you know, there's nothing worse than playing a game 2 hours or an hour and a half away in the wet, in the cold, in the middle of winter. Everyone's got these aching bones. We're getting up to 40 years old now, and I think the last thing I feel like doing is driving out past Smithfield to come out and play a team that probably going to pump us or whatever. So we need to be creative to keep these guys enthusiastic. And if that means we all have to dress up in something stupid, or we have a pub crawl organised after, or we play around a golf as a team after, that's what we'll do. So generally, I'd say 80% or 90% of games, there's some sort of theme on the day or something happening after. And that goes back to that whole thing. Thing I've talked about, inclusiveness and fun.
Absolutely. Do you, so can you remember some of those themes just out of interest?
Oh God. We had last year we had a gentleman that thinks outside the box in some respects, and he thinks the world is somewhat against us in a lot of aspects. So he's got quite a few conspiracy theories going around. So we had one game where everyone had to rock up wearing they had to make their own tinfoil hat and run out onto the ground wearing a tinfoil hat.
So they actually ran out to the ground for the start of the game for a tinfoil hat.
Everyone made them out of colanders or bowls or our foil. That was a good one. Another one was another great one was pet day. Everyone got to bring their pet to the game and then run out onto the ground through the chase with their pets. We had
absolutely border
collies running out and stuff. Millions of them.
That was hilarious. Sorry to cut you off, mate. So back to the presentation. So it's basically 98% nothing to do with football, the presentation.
So we don't have a club rooms either. So uni's a bit different. We don't have our own club rooms. We have them at a public hotel in North Adelaide. And guys, there at 7 o'clock, it's a great launch pad to your Saturday night out in the city or nightclubs or whatever it might be. So and often partners might come or whatever, but we don't have the traditional. But also, we don't have the juniors either. So we don't have
this. Yes.
It's a very adult-orientated club, unlike others where, you know, a family. I wouldn't call it a family atmosphere for our presentations, that's for sure. There's a lot of lewd behaviour and bad language going on. So whilst we miss the family aspect of, you know, other footy clubs where the under-8s, 10s, 12s are all there with their families, we don't quite have that. We're at a pub, in a room with a stage and someone's reading out the scores and people are sculling beer and drinking beer and carrying on like we've just won the premiership in round two.
but I guess celebrating
a loss.
Yeah, the important thing there is to highlight, because you're not a junior club. If you're a junior club, those things would probably be, reassessed in those situations. But it's that's fantastic, because I know that also you highlight people as well in those presentations in different humorous ways as well to make them feel a part of it, which is a brilliant thing as well. But just going back a step to what you mentioned about juniors. Now, I know that you've got a couple of young kids, and I know that you are also involved in T-ball and baseball. Mm-hmm. So in terms of kids' sport, it's my belief that there's a lot of science to back it up, but we learn things when we're young. So if we can get the young people involved in sport from a young age, it just helps with their mental well-being so much, making part of something where it brings people together. It makes people feel connected, included, and there's no better place than a sporting club to do it. Now, I had a couple of previous guests on the podcast who are involved in sports clubs. One is the Goodwood Saints president, Craig Scott, and they've got a really big emphasis on mental well-being and understanding their role as a sports club. It isn't just sport. It's about the whole person, including the mental well-being. Previous guest, John Mannion, who's one of the South Australian Mental Health Commissioners, I know that he is big on sport and getting people involved in sport for their mental well-being, involved in a club. And he was telling me a story once where he was at his local club, and one of the young people got up there and say, if it wasn't for this club, I wouldn't be here, because he was thinking about taking his life. But because he felt like he belonged at this club, that's what he said. That's the only reason why he didn't take his life, because he loved his club. Now, I think it's such an important thing to get young people involved in sport, whether that's playing school sport then, or it's at the start, then getting out into a club. Well, having been, or as you're involved in T-ball at, I think it's the Adelaide Angels, is that right?
Yeah.
And you look after, this is like really young, like 5, 6, 7 year olds, I think, to get them involved in sport. So what's your view on young people and getting involved in sport from a mental well-being aspect from a young age?
Yeah, it's just so pleasing to see 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds. A lot of them don't have any stresses or everything to them is an adventure and fun. I haven't really thought too much around some of the difficulties that they're going through. It's probably they're possibly a little bit young to be. Yeah. It's great to see their confidence just take off if they're part of a team in a sport. Mm. That comes away with them. When they just pick up so much on positive reinforcement and they take that away from the sport into when they go to kindergarten or when they go to school, they feel really good about themselves. And it's just so uplifting to see their response to being a part of a team. And it's been, for my own kids, it's really good to see them. Up until that age, they haven't really done anything as a group. A lot of their life has been hanging out with their parents or their grandparents. But to put them in a team where there's some sort of, this is probably their first time with some sort of instruction. You know, can you guys go for a jog over here, or you throw with your partner? It's really good to see them come along and not only complete. There are some difficulties around coaching your own children. I'll give you the tip on that one. But often when they're a part of that group, they don't see you as your dad anymore. They see you as their coach, and that dynamic's really good. But from my own perspective and speaking to some of the other parents, they love watching their kids go out there, and when they come home, they're buzzing and just more confident as young kids.
Absolutely. I think also you learn, you meet new people as well. Like they meet coming into an environment like a T-ball club where they actually go to the T-ball diamond and spend time at the club. They meet new people from different schools or different kindergartens. Families come together. It's just a great way to connect people and make people feel like they belong. And if we can get kids to have great experiences in sport, doesn't matter what sport it is, from a young age, then they're likely to carry it through their teenage years into their adulthood. And it's just such a positive thing that sport can play, and particularly around, it's great fun to play, but I'm coming from the mental well-being angle here about connecting people. Like in the last couple of years, last year I played football was about 12 years ago. And in the last couple of years, Joe Hill, who we mentioned earlier in the year, we put together just a social cricket team on a Wednesday evening. And it's great fun. Like it brings us together. We have a chat, we have a laugh. We don't take it seriously at all. And it brings us together, and it connects us. We have conversation. Then we have these social functions that we just organize. And it's just a massive thing. So it doesn't matter how old you are. There's a lot of opportunities out there to be involved in sports clubs. You can even start your own social sports team and create your own club rooms. Like we had a tradition where we'd go to the same pub once a season just to socialize. It's great. So it doesn't have to be an established club. You can create your own teams to put yourselves in competitions. There's a lot out there. And that's the great thing about sport. So this has been a fantastic conversation and great insights. Now, I guess just before we do wrap it up, is there anything that you would like to add that maybe we haven't covered about inclusion and making people they belong? Is there anything else?
No, I think I'm really strong on no matter how good or bad someone is at the sport, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just make them feel included. You don't know whether they're going to come on and be a late bloomer. You don't know whether they've got a friend who could come out and help your team with success. But at the end of the day, does it really, you know, as I've got a little bit older, I've looked and thought, you know, the results really matter all that much. What's important to what's important to the values of your club and how do they constitute success? Is success winning premierships every year or is success having greater participation numbers, having more people out? Have a look at how your club defines success and things will fall into play from there.
Absolutely, mate. Mate, that is a brilliant conversation. I really enjoyed that. And I love what you're doing, mate. And I know that Scums have been around for years, but what you've been able to do to maintain that and keep it rolling is a fantastic thing. So looking forward to following the Scum again in 2022. And just before we do wrap up, I know that is there a website that people can go to check out a bit more about Adelaide Uni? Is it bobneil.com?
That's it. Yep, www.bobneil.com. That'll,
Bob Neil is in B-O-B.
If there's ever an enigma who personifies inclusion and celebrating the normal or celebrating the untalented, Bob Neil is a great story.
Excellent.
Read all about him on the website.
Fantastic. So Bob Neil is bobneil.com.
That's it.
And I think it's a bit... when I first heard about Bob Neil, I thought it was just a fictional character, but Bob Neil's actually a proper story, proper person who's got a story.
Yep, he exists, that's for sure. I can tell you that much.
Excellent. So check the website out. And Topher, really appreciate your time, mate, and hopefully listeners can take something away about sports, just not about winning and losing. It's about bringing people together, including people, make feel like they belong, and that goes a long way to helping, cure loneliness, which is a massive issue in society at the moment, and making people feel connected. So really appreciate that, mate. Thank you very much.
No worries, Ash. We'll have a set of boots waiting for your connection.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Bye.